A few months ago, I had the opportunity to live with a few different types of shamans from different traditions, all together at one center, a spiritual center that helps people rehabilitate from maybe addictions or depression or all sorts of different issues that people go through in life. And I was helping these shamans run their ceremony. And one of like the neo-traditional ceremonies we would do is with 5-MeO-DMT. So I had the opportunity to experiment with this substance a few different occasions. And it's very powerful. I had a friend describe it once as being like if you had a psychedelic Christmas tree. You know, maybe you have the mushrooms as the ornaments and MDMA and LSD as the presence. And then at the top, the star would be 5-MeO-DMT. And this experience is a lot different than the NN-DMT experience of entity contact and crazy worlds of colors and objects. The 5-MeO experience is a religious experience. It's like being catapulted into heaven. And I was thinking about this recently, and I found an interesting connection of the experience that I went through and that I noticed other people would go through. I noticed a connection with the experience and the symbolism of the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And there are stages you go through when you do a 5-MeO ceremony. And one of the stages most people go through at first, and on the outside, this looks like an intense experience, and it is an intense experience, but sometimes people are flailing their bodies around, they're crying, they're screaming, and this all comes from this first step that we go through, and that is the resistance. You have to overcome the resistance. I took some notes just to sort of help guide this this video a little bit. So the first step that you go through is resistance. And this is the biggest illusions that we have in life is the illusion of control. We go through life with this illusion that we have plans, you know what I mean? We live in this illusion. And then when things happen, like you get broken up with or someone dies, the illusion is stripped from us. Reality, truth is revealed. And, you know, we feel heartbroken or sometimes when we're confronted with truth. But, I mean, the truth is that everything is temporary. None of us really have control outside of our sort of luck. Ultimately. So the more you try to control the experience, the more out of control it gets. So this is why yoga, meditation, all these things are very useful and I would say integral when it comes to working in the shamanic realm. The shamanic ceremonies, like psychedelic ceremonies. I feel like meditation is going to be your biggest ally in this journey. So once you can do breath work or whatever your method of release is, once you obtain that state of release, a sort of symbolic death happens because you have to completely surrender to this experience in the same way that I imagine you're going to have to completely surrender at the moment of death. I actually think this is a I mean, I don't know because I've never died, but I think that this is a mock death. The 5-MeO-DMT experience is a simulation of death. This is what it's going to be like. I think your body thinks it's dying. And it, you know, you go through all this stuff, you slowly start to see a hidden world become revealed. A hidden world becomes revealed as soon as you can surrender. And it's like, it's the start of an ego death. It's the start of an ego death because you start to lose the boundaries that anchor you to the self. You're not really thinking about all your own personal stuff all that just is totally unrelatable in this space of surrender. And you look around and like, or even with your eyes closed, and you just have this understanding of your infinite nature. You have an understanding of truth past the temporary bullshit that we are usually navigating through as our normal experience in the world. You come to the conclusion that you are a child of the universe. You are a child of this planet, and like a child of creation. You have an experience of what it means to be the sun. So this is the first part of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit symbolism. You have the experience of being the son, symbolically, the daughter, whatever. So you have this realization of, oh my God, I'm a part of something mysterious, and it's undeniable in this moment. Absolutely a orb of clarity surrounding me right now. And once you do that, a flash happens. You suddenly see the connection of all things in an undeniable and overwhelming way. Every moment in your life, from scraped knees to winning scratch cards, was some divine action unfolding amongst the cosmic forest. We just aren't aware enough in our daily lives to recognize this, again, because we get so attached to this illusion of not only control, but illusion of our false self. We get, you know, like our cultural roles, our roles at work, you know, all these different masks we wear, it becomes stripped away. All of that becomes divine. All of these things become divine in this space. The realization it happens in an instant. Like they say, your life flashes before your eyes when you die. Have you heard people say this? Like, oh, I had this near-death experience, and in a flash, my entire life, I relived my whole life. I saw everything. You know, from being a kid on a tire swing to my first love to my divorce to all up until this moment here, now that I'm back into reality. You hear people say this in their near-death experiences, and you also have this flash happen in the 5-MeO experience. It's not so much like, oh, I saw all the horrible things I did. And I guess some people do have that experience. But for me, it was more like the scene in the movie Soul where Joe, you know, he switches bodies with a cat, I think. I forget exactly. Or he switches bodies with the soul. Anyways, so there's a Disney movie or Pixar movie, Soul. And there's a scene where this guy comes back to his body, and he thought that his life had this purpose of being a musician and very planned, you know, very controlled. And, you know, in his death, he was like, man, I had the biggest show of my life coming up. I can't believe I died right before it happened. My life was meaningless. I never lived up to my purpose. And then when he comes back to his body, he has all these memories of the leaves blowing. He has memories of, you know, of all the stuff's in his pocket. He starts pulling stuff out of his pocket, and it's like a crust of pizza. And he realizes in that moment that it's all of that was the purpose, that life itself is the purpose. Just being alive is meaningful because you are alive. And you understand this. You understand that every moment in your entire experience, it was no accident, and that it all is leading up to every moment that you're experiencing next and next and next, that every previous action was actually inspiring what's coming up. And it's all perfect. It's all an unfolding cosmic flow of perfectedness. There's no accidents in the universe. We know this because science is a reproducible, measurable pattern. A pattern implies that something is happening, not that an accident is happening. Accident is sort of like you would imagine accident to be chaotic, right? So we are the result of cosmic perfection. All these things in the universe came together for this moment, and for all your entire life, every breath is that. In Hinduism, they say, Tat Tvamasi, I am that. You are that. You are the mystery. And you can undeniably experience this reproducibly with a bit of meditation and the help of 5-MeO-DMT. It's the enlightenment molecule. I've heard people call it the God molecule, and it really is. It really is the God molecule. Because everything makes sense. It's like how they explain heaven. You know, you're suddenly thrown into this expansive, unexplainable expansiveness. It's not bound by anything. There's no attachments that is keeping you in a narrow state of awareness. It's everything. You are everything, and it's nothing even is even really existing. It's all just encompassed in light. This makes me believe people when they say that, like, inside of us somewhere, the divinity, our soul, is a light body, that we are made of light. I believe this because when you have this experience, you are living scripture. You become a part of the lineage of people like Moses or all these mystics throughout time that have experience the flash of that state and come back to talk about it. You become a part of that lineage, and that flash of light blesses you for a brief moment. And you know, there are people that say you're just hallucinating on drugs, or you're just, you know, it's just frying your brain into thinking it's dying and you're, you know, whatever. And I don't know what it is. Is it real? Are you experiencing a true part of reality that's more solid and eternal than Earth, than your body, than your life? It seems to be the place that, like the Buddha talked about, just this infinite spaciousness where there are no things. It's just, well, you know, they say, like, in the enlightened being, nothing is happening. Through the eyes of an enlightened being, there is nothing happening. The whole universe, there is no time. Time is an illusion in the enlightened master's eyes. And that it's all happening now. And that's how they can know things that are, you know, beyond rationality, is because they're outside rationality. They're living in an experience that is transcendent to what the normal brain is experiencing, because they have quieted the thoughts. They're not stuck in this loop of attachment and thought and thought and thought. For me, in my experience, you can see my experience on YouTube. You know, just go to my YouTube channel, just Dakota of Earth, type in 5-MeO-DMT, and I've got a bunch of videos about this. So that's the connection with the Father, is the realizing that you are inherently a part or a droplet of the ocean that is creation, that is the Father. And the Holy Spirit is this place that you go to. It's the connection. It's the bow that ties all things together. In my experience, my friend Jose, he used to see, every time he would be with someone that was going through this experience, they would come back. Most people come back crying and just like, what the fuck? That's inside of me somewhere. This beautiful, expansive, untouchable, pure place of just white light is hiding somewhere inside of me. And people cry when they come back, because it's just like, how do you experience such a beautiful thing? And you know, it's just like, wow, I had no idea. But my friend Jose, he always says to people, this is where we come from and this is where we go. And before I had the experience, I was like, this is a cheesy thing to say. But in the moment, I was like, I get it. Like, this really is the place where souls wait to be reborn. This is the place that, this is where, this, we are always there, actually. We were always there. It's like, you know, you have a computer. All these different things can happen on this computer, you know? You make a whole, your Facebook account, but your Facebook account isn't your computer, even though it's your whole life. Everything's there, your family, your pictures, your friends, your memories. But you're the computer and the hardware. And do you get what I'm trying to say? I don't know what I'm even trying to say because it's such an unexplainable experience, but it felt like I was embraced by Jesus. I understand every religious, what all religions are trying to say because of that experience. It is an ego death because there is no, there is a sense, there actually is a sense for me, for my experience, although I knew I was a part of everything, I still had a sense of like meanness. There was a sense of meanness that was still there, even though I know that I'm inherently one. So that was an interesting experience. But I don't know what it means. Why are these experiences hidden in nature? We have DMT naturally in our body, in multiple places, in our lungs, which gives an interesting argument for breath work and Kundalini experiences, which are basically what I'm explaining. And we have it in our brains. They say we have it in our pineal gland, which has been connected to the mystical third eye, which has been talked about in lots of traditions, but particularly in Hinduism, which, you know, these people in India were definitely tapped into some mysterious place within themselves. They understood these realms because we naturally have these things hidden inside of us, these doorways just waiting to be unlocked. And on the other side of these doorways are different experiences. You know how we go through life? This is our experience of life. Well, hidden inside of you are whole new levels of reality. Just like a dream, you know, a dream is a whole nother level of reality. When you're in the dream, it's absolutely, oh, I'm a dog running through a field. This is just my reality. And you wake up, you say, oh my God, I was a dog running through a field. I had no idea. I thought it was absolutely real. And you're here. You think it's absolutely real. When you unlock these other levels, it's just as real as those experiences, if not actually, it's seemingly more, because it's revelations that everything is made of consciousness. It's like quantum physics revelations. We need to get these people, these quantum physicists, on these substances because these substances are trying to tell us something. They're trying to reveal to us something about the nature of reality, about the nature of the human experience, about the nature of the self. And 5-MeO, I mean, man, it's such a shame that there has been this war on drugs that has kept science from being able to understand this experience, and that it's made people demonize it as being something you shouldn't have, even though it's life-changing and it can help people of addiction and it can help people of depression and it can help people of PTSD and all sorts of things. You know, I did a retreat once with 20 army vets. People that were, you know, have killed people, have seen people getting blown up, live the craziest lives that you can imagine. And these substances, ayahuasca, the 5-MeO DMT, mescaline, they were doing these substances for a week with shamans done in a traditional context with their ceremonies. And it's undeniable. It's undeniable. I've seen it with my eyes. I don't need anyone's opinion because it's not even an opinion. These substances work and they help people if done in a proper context. You know, I'm not saying if you go to a festival with a group of friends and y'all get fucked up that it's, you know, you're going to have an enlightening experience. But if you do it in the right way with the right support group and the right team helping you, the right shaman guiding you, it doesn't matter who you are. These work. It works. And especially 5-MeO DMT. Like I said, this is the enlightenment molecule. I don't know what enlightenment is because, I mean, I don't know. How do you explain enlightenment? But this makes me feel like this is probably what those guys are talking about. It is. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be overconfident, but this is probably what exactly those people were experiencing. So anyways, my name is Dakota. This is my YouTube channel. I have a bunch of videos about psychedelics. Like I said, I was living with shamans for a while, and I have lots of videos about that on my YouTube channel. You can see the shamans I was living with, you know, Shipibo shamans from the Amazon jungle, Wiradika shamans from here in Mexico where I live currently, and Mazateca shamans with mushrooms. Actually, I forgot to mention that we were also doing mushrooms, because that is traditional here in Mexico and many cultures, Mayans, Aztecs, Mazatecs. Anyways, make sure to click subscribe if you're interested. And my name's Dakota, @DakotaWint on all social media. Catch you next video. Om.